Welcome to the Align with Anna podcast. My name is Anna Ortiz Aragon, CEO and founder of Align with Anna. I am a Reiki master, a sound healer, and soulful entrepreneur. And my goal is to empower and inspire my fellow soulpreneurs to create massive impact and influence with their soul-driven businesses. All of my besties, all of my clients are business owners. They're all about the magic, all about the holistic healing, and we're here to turn up together. So please tune in, maybe grab a notepad, and we're gonna get it going. I love you all. Have a wonderful day and enjoy this episode. Hey, Soul Fam, how's it going? I want to invite you to join my texting community. The number is 415-548-7236. I'm from the Bay, so we got the 415, and then the rest of it is 548-7236. The number is also in the description of this podcast and on the homepage of my website, www.alignwithanna.com. So essentially, I discovered this early 2021, and I was like, yo, you know what? I see these business owners and these influencers having these texting communities. Let me see what this is all about. I actually learned about it on Clubhouse. Clubhouse is the plug. If y'all don't know about Clubhouse, also download that app. So you're gonna shoot me anything you want. You can say hi, you can say, yo, what's up, it's Anna. You can say, yo, how's it going? Regardless, send me something and you will be subscribed to the texting situation. And it will be real text from me. Like literally you confirm and you acknowledge that data and message rates may apply. But then after that, it's all me. It's audio, it's links to my favorite resources, it's gifts, it's memes, and it's basically just anything that I feel called to share. My membership ladies, the Oracle Lounge girls, are gonna get their own thread. My organizing declutter course are gonna get their own thread. My mastermind ladies are gonna get their own thread. And then there's just gonna be one for all of us to just kick it, you know? I love you guys, so please shoot me a text, 415-548-7236. Love y'all. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. I am here with my friend, Kara Kelly. This is episode 3 of season 2, Follow Your Truth. And I am so excited to have you. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So Kara and I met like by the universe. We were in the same Clubhouse room. Clubhouse is this basically like live collaborative radio type of platform, and we were in the same room and we just hit it off. We were talking about human design, we were talking about the Yi Jing, we were talking about manifesting and just like all the healing things, and connected. And we were like, hey, we need to meet. So we set up a Zoom call. On the Zoom call, we decided that I was gonna guest star on her workshop, Align, Act, and Attract, and that was amazing. We did a sound bath. Kara, you are a wonderful facilitator. And this is the next thing we're doing, is this podcast episode. So thank you, Kara. I'm so pumped to have met you, and that we have met like this, and we can share the truth like this.
Me too. It's just so cool. I love how the universe works and how it just like put us into each other's lives. And there's been so many cool synchronicities. I mean, even the fact that we both have kids at like the same age, basically.
Exactly. It's so wild. Yeah, we're both former classroom teachers. Like, yep. We're soulpreneurs. We're into human design. Like, how much better does it get? it's pretty silly. Oh my gosh. So Kara, will you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, for sure. It's so funny. I'm normally the one interviewing people, so it's funny being on the other side of it. Yeah. Like, yes, about me. Okay. So yeah, like you said, my name is Kara Kelly. So I'm originally from Australia, as you can tell by the accent, but I now live in the US. I'm married to an amazing, amazing American out here. Mm-hmm. And so really, like you said, I used to be a school teacher and I really loved teaching, but I got to a certain point where I got frustrated with the education system and just the all of the data and just stuff that felt like there was a lot of busy work. And when I got in it to help people, you know, and I was really passionate about working with children and working with adults, because I actually I helped start a program within Australia and called AVID, if anyone's familiar with it. And I used to travel around and train teachers in Australia. So I loved working with people. I loved facilitating, like it was my passion. And then I just was like, you know what? I'm so passionate about helping people tune into their inner guidance system. And I went, why don't I teach people that? Because if I love teaching and I love facilitating and helping people, why don't I help them in something I'm really passionate about? Because, you know, teaching English and teaching AVID, I mean, AVID is an amazing program, but there was still so much stuff in the school system that kind of frustrated me, and that I didn't like being really kept in a box. And this gave me the opportunity to really help people. Well, I hate the word help because you can only help yourself, but empower people to really step into their truth and step into their greatness and manifest the dreams of their, you know, just their wildest dreams. So yeah, so I am an intuition and manifestation coach, and I have, you know, my real passion is really helping women more than anything to step into their truth and manifest with ease and flow. So.
Yes, that is fantastic. So many things there. Okay, so tell us, I want to know, when was like your earliest experience of following your truth? Is there like a particular memory when you're like, oh, okay, this is what I got to be doing?
There definitely is. So it's kind of a crazy story, but I was teaching in my hometown, which is a small town called Albury, and love that town. But I got to a point where I was like, I need to leave. Like I need to, you know, fly away from the nest, so to speak. And so at that point, it's really common for Australians to go and live in the UK in particular and do a year living in the UK, often, you know, as a gap year, but between graduating high school and going to college, or really whenever. So I didn't do that in between high school and college. And so it made sense for me to do it after I'd been teaching for a few years. So I, and really, it was logical. It was a very logical decision because my mum was born in Scotland. I qualified for a British passport. So I had family that are beautiful, and I love my family there so much. And I could stay with family. Like it was a very easy and logical decision. So I was like, cool, I'm gonna go do that. And so I went to Scotland, and it was crazy because I was working in a pub. You know, I went from this teaching where I was like, felt like I was changing lives, and I felt like I was really connecting and helping people. And then I went to working in a pub, and I was like, and traveling, mind you, I was traveling, and I love the traveling piece, but there was something about where I was in Scotland and that everything about it, I started to really feel like something was missing. Like it wasn't where I was supposed to be, right? There was something else calling me. And at that point, actually, AVID, the international program in the US, they asked me to be a trainer for their international summer institute that they run in San Diego. And I was like, yes. So
Yeah.
I came out, this was in 2012. And so I came out here to the States, to San Diego. And honestly, the moment I landed in the country, my truth was like, this is where you're meant to be. And it was not specific to, actually, I think it was when I landed in New York. So it wasn't specific to any like city or anything within the US. It was just the US. You're meant to be here, which is funny because I never actually wanted to even go to the US. Like this wasn't, as a kid growing up, I had all these dreams of going to, you know, all these different places, but the US was never on my radar. It was because of AVID that I came here originally. And then so I came here a few times because of AVID, and it was that time that I landed and was like, all right, this is where I'm supposed to be. But you know, I went and I trained in San Diego, and it was incredible. And then I did a 2 month trip traveling the US. So I did like a camp from New York to San Francisco, like
Yes.
It was amazing. It was really fun. And what was crazy was at that point, I went, okay, all right, I hear you, universe. Like, I hear something. But I still wasn't, I didn't know what that meant. Because up until that point in my life, I'd made very logical decisions. I'd very much, like, I kind of knew what to anticipate with each decision that I'd made. Yes, of course, you never exactly know what's going to happen because you can't control anything. But I was like, you know, I went to college. I, you know, did X, Y, Z. And it was always very kind of very much what society expected of me and what, you know, I kind of expected. I knew what to expect. And so at that point, it was just crazy things that happened. I sent out, because the school year had started, it was in September by this point, but I sent out some emails to district directors of the AVID program in different places across the US. And the most responses were like, good luck. Basically, just keep an eye out online if there's a position available. Because getting an AVID position is also very difficult. Most of the times, that's lined up well before the school year starts. And so I was like, it was funny. Like, most of them were like, good luck, and just here's where you need to look. But I got this one response from a lady in Denver, and she said, and I'd never been to Denver, by the way. I didn't know anyone in Denver. I'd never been here. And she said, basically, have a look. You might have some chance. You might have some luck in Denver. I think there's some schools looking. And I'm like, never. And that's what my thought was. Never been there. Not interested. Thanks, but no thanks. Like, I'd been to Colorado, but I'd only really been to Aspen because my friend lived there, my friend from Australia. And so anyway, so I kind of ruled that off. But then just like the weirdest things kept happening. So like about a week later, my friend Cass and I, the one that had lived in, she was actually born in Aspen, but her and I were traveling together. We went to Lake Powell. I don't know if you've been to Lake Powell before or heard of it.
No, it sounds great.
It's so incredible. If you've never been there, it's on the border of, I think it's Utah and Arizona. And it's a huge canyon filled with water and it's gorgeous. Wow. You don't get any phone reception. So it's just a really peaceful spot. And my friend Cass had been, it was on her list of things to do for years. So she was like, we're going to Lake Powell. We're going on a houseboat. It's going to be amazing. I'm like, all right, sweet. So the person that she knew originally had to pull the pin. So we ended up going on a houseboat with 19 people. We didn't know any of them. It was kind of just one of those like trust. We trusted our gut, and it was one of the most amazing weeks of my life. And would you believe that of the 19 people, 18 of them were from Denver?
Wow.
And I'm like,
crazy.
All right, I'm paying attention. Like, you know, just I kept getting signs like that, like crazy things. Yeah, like all these little, like I could go in. It's crazy, the stuff that happened. So anyway, I went back to Scotland after my trip, and I remember walking up this, it's an old extinct volcano in the center of Edinburgh, which is called Arthur's Seat. And I had one rare, beautiful, sunny day in Scotland. Because it rains pretty much all the time. And I was going to go to the top. And I remember getting to the top, like I didn't know where I was going. I didn't research. I didn't have maps on my phone. That wasn't a thing. You know, like I went to the bottom of it's not really a mountain, but I went to the bottom and I was like, I've got no idea where to go. But I'm just going to start walking and see what happens. And it was really to me, once I got to the top and I looked down, I saw all of the thousands of paths that I could have taken, you know, to get to the top. And it was such a representation of life for me that I went, you know what, I just have to trust my intuition and I'll get to where it is that I want to go. Like, trust my truth. And that's where it was the first time in my life that I really, truly felt in my soul, you need to take this leap. Like, you need to move to the US, even though it makes no logical sense. Like, everyone in my life at that time was like, Cara, no, that's crazy. Like, get a job first, save some money, because I was stone broke. Like, I'd been traveling for 8 months straight. I was stone broke. I didn't have a job offer. I had no, you know, visa to work in the US. I didn't have a house here, a car. Like, I knew no one. Like, there was no logical reason to do it. But the truth was like, just go. Take the leap. come on, I've got you. And so I did. Like, I took that leap of faith, and it was one of the most amazing, I get chills talking about, like, it was one of the most amazing experiences. I got, at the time, my dream job, I got it 2 days after landing in the country. I got in a beautiful house with one of my best friends. She ended up the one that was had lived here. She came back and decided to live here with me, and we lived in Boulder, Colorado. And it was just magical things kept falling into place. And that was that moment where I went. And in fact, it wasn't until a couple of years later that I looked back, and I remember I was hiking, and I sat down, did a meditation in Colorado, and it was I remember just realizing, follow your truth. Like, I had that hit me, follow your truth. Mm-hmm. That is where the magic happens. And I ended up getting it tattooed on my foot right before I moved back to Australia. And it wasn't until a couple of years later that I realized, like, that's the thing that I need to share with people, is trust it, because it's so freaking magical when you do.
So magical. Yeah. The miracles that happen, like, over and over again, the people that you meet, the opportunities that present themselves, you know, like the little, even the little things in nature that you will see, like, hey, if I had been turning my head slightly to the left, I would have missed this fox or something like that, you know, and like, mm-hmm. Oh, how special that is. Or like the angel numbers, right? And you're like, oh, 111, 222, 333. And you're like, okay, universe, like, you cannot be giving me all these things if they didn't mean something, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow, absolutely. So good. It's, and yeah, and just those little synchronicities, those little signs, yeah. It's so important to pay attention to them and tune into them, because it's the way that God, universe, source, whatever you call it, there's communication, you know, there's clear communication guiding you to something. And even if it doesn't make logical sense, it's happening for, and I hate the saying it's happening for a reason, but it is. It's trying to encourage you to take the path of least resistance.
Yes. Yes. And to, like, open up and get to the next level, you know? Oh my gosh. So fantastic. Okay. So made it to Denver. And then how did you transition into entrepreneurship? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I can. So it's actually crazy. So I'm trying to think, it was 2014. And actually it was while I was the very initial taste, because no one really in my family, my granddad is the only person in, like, anywhere in my family that I can identify that was actually an entrepreneur. And he's also, like, my absolute hero. Like, I absolutely adored my granddad, and he passed a few years ago. So basically I was teaching and, you know, very, very successful at that. But then I remember I think it was the lady that actually sent me the email about, now that I think about it, that sent me the email about Avid, checking out Denver.
Okay.
And I became good friends, and she actually showed me, she introduced me to Isagenics, which is a network marketing company. And I tried the products and I loved the products, but I wasn't interested in selling it, right? I really loved the products, and I was like, however, it introduced me to the concept of network marketing at that point. And I'm like, people live like this? People do this? Like, what in the world? This is crazy. Mm-hmm. And so then it was not long. It was seriously like within, and again, like, all happens in divine timing, but it was, I think, like a week or so later that I then saw a different network marketing company that was a travel one. I don't know if you've ever heard of World Ventures, but that came. I was introduced to World Ventures, and at the time, and, you know, I'm a huge traveler, and to me it was like, yes, that I can get behind, because I love travel, right? And so I joined that company, and I was I was fairly successful with that. I actually went out, it was such weird timing. The day that I saw it was also like the week that it was launching in Australia, like, and I was contemplating moving back to Australia at that point and all this kind of stuff. And so I moved back and I pioneered it within Australia, and I did pretty well. However, it it really was such a great introduction to entrepreneurship for me, because I feel like I needed those kind of the baby steps into it to sort of start, like, learning, like, facing whether it's rejection or just there's so much to being an entrepreneur that I just didn't know anything about, because like I said, it wasn't in my world. All I knew was to work. And so it really did help me dream and dream bigger than I was. So I'm incredibly thankful for that time with that company. And it really, what's crazy is I was at an event in Bali for World Ventures when it was a really like one of their more like deeper, I guess it was the deepest training that they had. And it was then that I had the epiphany that I should be teaching people how to follow their truth. And also I had this other epiphany about this nonprofit that I was going to create. And what's crazy is that nonprofit called Pop the Bubble was what led me to my husband, which is a whole nother crazy story. But crazy. But so that was kind of the introduction. And then what's funny is every time, so with Follow Your Truth, every time I would start, because initially it was going to be just a live program, you know, where I was bridging the gap, because I used to teach teachers how to be more engaging and effective with their teaching. I saw it in the personal development world where it's like they just stand up and talk to you. Bless you. It's so cute. where, you know, you can have amazing speakers in personal development, but they just stand there and talk to you. And then you walk away and it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. And so I was like, man, imagine if personal development, if they utilized all these incredible strategies that we do as teachers, this could be incredible. So that was my initial vision with Follow Your Truth, was it had to be a live program. It was going to be intensive. It was going to be all through like different activities and games and things that allow you to have epiphanies of like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that this is what I was doing or whatever. But so I started that, but every time I would go down the path of entrepreneurship alone, doing my own thing, I used to get to a certain point and I'd freak out because I didn't know what I was doing. And I'm like, I don't know how to create this on the back end. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. And I'd get so overwhelmed that I'd go back to network marketing because it was the more comfortable, safer option for me. And I felt like I had more of a chance of making money doing that than I did do anything I really was passionate about. So I went back and forth with that a bit. And I ended up, I also joined another, like a direct sales company, Kangen Water. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I still sell Kangen Water and I love Kangen Water, but I now do, you know, I now live my passion as well and get to help people with, you know, Follow Your Truth and coaching and all of that. So, and it wasn't until just recently that I finally was like, I have to do this. Like, this is so on my heart. The universe keeps telling me, I keep getting signs, like, and I got some very, very clear signs that, I was like, just suck it up, you'll figure it out. And I actually hired someone recently to help me with some of that back end stuff, because I was like, this is what I need to do to get to the next level. And it worked, you know, like I could pay back everything that I paid her in my first workshop. So it's scary, but it's so amazing.
Oh my gosh, I feel that. It is very scary. Like, entrepreneurship takes all of your faith, all of your heart, all of your soul. And sometimes you have to be your biggest cheerleader, right? Like, you know, my family, same thing. My mom is the only business owner and everybody else is like, you know, I don't have any interest in starting my own business. I don't want to be stressed out. I don't want to figure it out all by myself. I just want my paycheck and I want to go home. And so like, even like my circle of friends had to change, right? Because I was like in the classroom for so long and I was like, oh man, like, how do business owners do stuff? I remember thinking, like, who is available between 9 and 5? Like, who can actually go to the bank or do their groceries or go to the DMV Monday through Friday? I was like, what? What? Like, is that
who are these people?
You know? Yeah. Where are they? Like, what are they doing right now?
Sitting in coffee shops working, usually.
Exactly. They're sitting in coffee shops. That's where they are. Oh, my God. It's so true. Like, our first meeting, you were in the coffee shop and you're like, yeah man, like, as a mom, as an entrepreneur, I just need to take my space and I need to leave the kids at home and I need to go outside so I can get my inspiration flowing, the ideas going. And
it is like the best place for me.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so could you tell us a little bit more about manifesting? Okay, so following your truth, and then you kind of like dialed down to manifesting. So when was the time when you knew that this was like a secret sauce and like a recipe that you knew the ingredients to?
You know, it's crazy. Someone asked me this question the other day, actually, of like my manifestation journey. And I was like, yeah. I hadn't really ever put it into words because it was one of those things that initially I was just doing my thing. And I remember having friends that were like, you what? What happened? Like the craziest things. And they're like, Kara, you are a master manifestor. Like I had friends that would tell me that all the time. And I was like, I'm a master manifestor? Really? Like what? I just didn't get it. Because I just, like, it was the weirdest thing that I'd be like, oh, this is what I want. And it would just appear in my life. And I'm like, oh, that was cool. Like,
So it really
wasn't until, I would say, probably like a year or so ago that I started realizing that there was things that I was doing, and I started to kind of get clear on intentionally, like really, because I was intentionally manifesting. I feel like there's levels of manifestation. Like you said, consciously, you're always manifesting, whether you know it or not, right? You're subconsciously manifesting things you like, things you dislike. But I think you go from subconsciously doing it to then kind of consciously, but not like really knowing exactly what you're doing, to then like, oh, this is what I need to do to actually manifest, and then really intentionally manifesting. So I think it took me a bit to really realize that there are things you can actually do to intentionally manifest. And it's funny. I think I remember listening to, I don't know if you've heard of Manifestation Babe. I think you have.
Yes, I have. Yes.
And I remember when I very first, I mean, it was a few years ago that I first heard her podcast, and I was like, you can just teach people how to manifest as a career. Like I remember being really blown away that that was a thing, that you can be a manifestation coach. And then, but I also had, there was a lot of imposter syndrome for me that I had to get over. As a coach in general, like it's crazy. Like it was one of those things that I remember hearing everyone being like, oh, there's all these life coaches coming out that are in their 20s, and who are they to teach people about life? And so that stuck with me. And that was in my head, because I'm a people pleaser. It stuck in my head for such a long time that I had to be like, no, Kara, you have the skills, you have the qualifications, you have the ability to transform lives. Like you can do this. So it took quite a lot for me to really step into that like scary place. But yeah, manifestation was one of those things where I was aware of it. I was aware of the law of attraction. You know, I remember reading The Secret many, many, many years ago. I remember, you know, like there were little, and my mom was quite into, she liked Buddhism. She never really like got into it and karma and all those things. But there were little, like, I think it was just people I met along the way. And I started to hear little things that started to make me realize that, you know, we have the ability to really manifest, and that there is, well, and I don't want to say that there's a secret source, but I think that there's multiple different secret sources that, you know, people can tap into. It's about finding what works for you with manifesting. And I think sometimes different situations require different things as well. So I started it really wasn't until probably a couple of years ago that I started really looking at, well, how did I manifest and how did this happen? Right. And what was I doing consciously or subconsciously? Yep. Like there's crazy things where my friends have pointed things out to me that I was like, did not realize that, you know, like before I met my husband, so my husband's Black. And before I met him, probably like a year before I met him or 6 months before I met him, I remember I was posting, in a row, I posted a couple of photos that were just like photos, royalty-free images that I put up on my Facebook with, you know, a caption, something I'd written, or a quote or something like that. Mm-hmm. And one of them was this girl, like a probably like an 8-year-old or so girl with like beautiful curly hair. And there's a sunset in front of her, so it's kind of a silhouette, so you can't see her face, but she's clearly a mixed girl. Mm-hmm. And what's crazy is if you now were to take a photo of my stepdaughter like that, that would be her.
Whoa, hello.
Like, and stuff like that. My friend pointed that out. I was like, oh my gosh, I would, like, again, I was subconsciously creating this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true.
It's crazy. True.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Okay. Could you give us like one of your favorite techniques to manifest?
It's one of the simple ones, but probably one of the most effective ones, I think, is honing in on like a specific area of your life and getting very, very clear on what it is that you're wanting to attract. So for example, for people that are single, that are out there, or even for those in relationships, you can definitely do this when you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You write down on a piece of paper at the very top, I am, he is, or I am, she is. And so you're basically declaring that you both are, it's not one column for you and one column for them, it's that you both are these qualities. And so before I met my husband, I wrote an insanely clear list. Like, I'm not kidding. This was like a double, you know, what do you call it here? Letter. Like, it was a booklet, you know, letter sized, double page with multiple columns on each page. Like, pretty serious. And it was things like, you know, loyal, loving, family oriented, you know, entrepreneurial, a very, very, very intense list. And be very careful for those of you that are writing them that you want it to be what you want. You want to write it as a positive. You don't want to write it as negative. Like, you don't, for example, if you don't want to write doesn't smoke or isn't lazy or doesn't cheat, right? Because your brain doesn't pay attention to the doesn't, it just sees cheat or lazy or smokes, you know? So instead, flip it and find a way that you can put a positive spin on it. So is healthy, is fit and healthy, cares about their well-being, is loyal, is loving, is trustworthy, is trusting, you know, all of those things. So very, very clear on what it is you want. And one thing that you want to do with relationships is think back, because a lot of people will be like, well, I've been in relationships before and they ended badly and I, you know, it was toxic or this or that, whatever. Mm-hmm. We've all had relationships. Stop calling it they weren't the right guy, right? Or the right girl, because they were right for you in that moment.
Right.
You had something to experience and something to learn, and there's something that you loved about them. There's a reason why you were attracted to them. So think about that. Think back through every person you've ever dated or been with or whatever, and consider the qualities about them that you loved and include that in your list. And if there's things that you didn't love, again, try and flip it and find a way that you, you know, can add that to your list. The more specific you can be, the better. So that, I mean, I'm not kidding. When I met my husband, I think it was the second day of knowing him in person, I opened up this book and was like, look, it's you. And he was like, oh my gosh, it's me. Like, that, and then the other, I'm going to say one more because I think this is so important, is following your truth. Like, one of the best ways to manifest and get the things you want is actually tuning into your inner guidance system. So you put the vision out there, but you have to tune into that inner guidance system and your, you know, your intuition, whatever you want to call it, your gut instinct, and actually follow it. Because I wasn't manifesting the man of my dreams because originally I wasn't following my gut. You know, I would meet a guy and he'd be like, really nice guy. And I would sit there, my gut straight away would be like, that's not it. But I would be like, but they're really nice. And maybe this will change. And like, because you don't know until you find your one. You really don't know how it feels.
Exactly.
So really trust that. And just what I started saying is, you're a really nice guy, but my gut tells me this isn't going to work out.
Right.
And some of them were like, you're crazy. Others were like, but what did I do wrong? What? I don't understand. And nothing. You didn't do anything wrong. And then others would be like, I really respect that. Thank you. Like, but you're by doing that, you're allowing them to go out and find their one. And you are showing to the universe very clearly, I'm serious about the list I wrote. And surrender to that. Stop like stressing about it. And don't like that. That's a really big thing too. The more you can like surrender and trust that what it is you're manifesting is going to come to you, the faster it will. But the more you try and like cling to it and like, oh, but I really need this. I need my one. I need this money. I need whatever it is.
No, right.
Like, think of it as a friend. You don't want to hang out with someone that's like, I need you in my life, Anna, can we hang out, Anna? No, go away. You're annoying. You know, like buzz off. You're like a fly, right?
Exactly.
You just got to really trust and surrender. Hand it over to the universe. So
yes. Cool.
Sorry.
Fabulous. No, I'm into it. Okay. Next question. So what is something that you have recently let go of?
Something that I've recently let go of. Honestly, I would say some, like, I've really been doing a lot of money mindset work of really over the last, it's an ongoing journey, right? Anything that you have a blueprint growing up that is not serving you, it can take a while to release it and let it go and whatever. And so I feel like lately I've been releasing some limiting beliefs like around money that aren't serving me. And I've had some really big breakthroughs that's been really helpful. So that's probably what I can identify, like off the top of my head, what I've really let go of is limiting beliefs around attracting financial abundance. So.
100%, especially when we teach things that are intangible, right? Like we're not in school teaching a curriculum and it's obvious what kids need to learn. It's like, oh, we get to create our own thing. And I feel that. 100%.
And letting go, I think of, oh my gosh, there's so many things I can think of, like at the moment, especially with really diving into things, just letting go of the need to like control and the need to like feel like everything is really perfect before, because I'm a bit of a perfectionist and procrastinator, which go hand in hand. They are very, very linked. So I think letting go of that a little bit too has really helped me immensely. And the procrastination, oh my gosh, like you, when you have kids, I feel like you can't procrastinate. Like if I have an hour to work, I'm like, all right, I got to get stuff done.
You know? Oh my gosh. This has been so wonderful. So we're going to close out by asking, where can we reach you? And I have some things right here, but verbally tell us where we can reach you.
Yeah, for sure. So really, like as you can see, so my Instagram is cara.u.kelly. So find me there. I am fairly active there. But if you want to, you know, to do like a discovery call with me, I do offer like half hour discovery calls to see if, you know, I can help you and serve you. To really level up in your life, then just follow Milkshake. So it's M, as you can see that, I'm going to read it out because msha.ke/Kara, C-A-R-A-U, the letter U, Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y with the E. And if you go there, you'll see there's lots of ways you can connect with me. You can book one of those calls. You can, my Instagram link is on there. You can see whatever is the most recent things going on. I also have a Facebook group. It's a free Facebook group called Follow Your Truth, where I often, you know, jump on and do some like free little Yi Jing readings, which this thing, I love this thing so much. Just like share content and value in there. And it's a real community. It's specifically for women. So gents, I'm sorry, connect with me, but probably you can't join that group. It's just for women to feel like a sacred space. And I have, I'm going to be having lots of guest speakers come in there as well. Talk about all things to help you really like release anything that's, you know, stopping you from being, you know, your highest self. So yeah, I'd love to connect with anyone that resonates with me or my story. I really, really do appreciate you having me on, Anna. It's been really fun.
Yes, yes, this has been so lovely. Oh, thank you, Cara. Okay, so for everyone tuning in, please get in touch with Cara. I also have her milkshake in the description of this podcast episode. And if you want to listen to past episodes, go to alignwithanna.com. And this has been so lovely. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Cara, any final thoughts?
No, I would just say, I mean, the people that are listening are obviously connected to you, but anyone from my audience, definitely connect with Anna. Follow Anna. She is amazing. So I'm excited for the connections that happen when we do this sort of stuff. So you're amazing, and I appreciate you so much. So I hope you have a beautiful day also.
Thank you so much. Okay, everyone, we're signing off. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Align with Anna. I am so grateful to have you, to share space with you, and spread this magical wisdom. If you'd like to keep in touch, please visit my website, www.alignwithanna.com, and subscribe to my newsletter. And if you'd like to work with me, I offer a monthly membership called the Oracle Lounge. This is for my soul sisters, my fellow soulpreneurs who are looking to co-work, experience an annual retreat, and talk energy and mindset on a weekly basis. It's lit, my friends. And if you'd like to work with me more intimately, I offer one-on-one coaching. I also do soul business readings, Reiki, and sound healing. So if any of that is calling your name, visit my website. And please, if my guests are calling your name, reach out to them. All their information is in the show notes. These guys are legit. I have experienced all of their work personally, and I am a huge fan. I love you all. Thank you for listening. Have a beautiful day.